You're with SBS Radio.
Tidak semua orang memandang diri mereka sebagai seorang seniman. Meski demikian pendengar, menggambar ataupun melukis merupakan sesuatu yang kita semua pernah coba ketika masih anak-anak. Penelitian menunjukkan bahwa mengekspresikan imajinasi melalui seni menguntungkan baik secara jiwa ataupun raga seiring dengan bertambahnya usia. Berikut ini segmen khusus Viva dihadirkan untuk Anda. Halina Pokora mencintai seni sejak masih anak-anak di Polandia. Namun karena kepraktisan hidup, berarti bahwa ia tidak lagi memegang kuas lukis hingga tahun ini. Setelah ia membesarkan 3 anak dan kini menjadi seorang nenek dari 4 orang cucu.
I wanted to go to the art school, but my parents were very like conservative and they said art is not giving you the money for your bread. So they sent me to the electronic college. So I finished the electronic college and they had children. We came to Australia.
Di usianya ke-59 tahun, Halina bekerja sebagai seorang konseptor. Pekerjaannya meliputi gambar-gambar teknis tepat dan hal ini memberinya kepuasan besar. Seni, di sisi lain, membawanya ke dunia yang berbeda di mana telah dinanti-nantikannya seumur hidup.
My professional is a drafter, but I'm the computer drafter, so it's not much really by hand drafting. But the drawings with the landscaping or people features actually interesting me very much, and I love it. Then after about 40 years, I'm going back to do something what I loved doing when I was a little kid.
Halina tidak menganggap dirinya sebagai seniman berbakat, mengingat ia baru mulai melukis dengan cat air di tahun ini. Namun medium ini memiliki sihir yang menangkap imajinasinya.
I'm not very good at all. Like, I'm learning. Like, I'm still learning how to mix the colors. But it's like, when I'm doing the painting or I do some sketches, I switch off from the whole entire my life. Like, it's good. It's very relaxing. Like, I love it.
Gurunya, Shashapan Nurbanovic, memiliki kisah yang serupa di mana kecintaannya ini harus lama berhenti karena ketakutan akan sesuatu yang tidak ia ketahui.
Probably the same sort of voices were whispering in my ear that I'd, you know, it was a hard journey being an artist, and making a good living from it was difficult. So I suppose that was one of the considerations at the time. I chose to do architecture instead.
Setelah lebih dari 20 tahun bekerja sebagai arsitek dan ilustrator, mendesain bangunan-bangunan untuk berbagai kota di Asia, Shashapan memutuskan kini saatnya kembali membuat tangannya kotor. Kali ini menantang dirinya sendiri untuk mencoba menggunakan medium yang sulit dibandingkan dengan lukisan minyak atau juga akrilik.
Watercolor was right at the top of the list of difficult medium to control, to understand. And that's probably why I'm still pursuing it. Every day is a buzz, and the way I enjoy painting watercolor is on plein air, which is going outdoors, out into nature, whether it's an urban environment or whether it's out in a park or on the coast or in the forest somewhere.
Bahkan di usianya ke-52 tahun, mata Shashapan bercahaya saat dirinya bercerita tentang melukis.
Look, I get up with a lot of energy and zest and eagerness. The first thing I do, I look out the window to see what sort of light there is, because the best time for me to paint is either early in the morning or late in the afternoon, when the quality of the light outdoors has that warm glow. Whether it's you're getting up in the morning and I look over Brisbane and see whether it's a misty day or a full-on bright orange morning, I'm up and I'm out with my kit into the car, say good morning to my wife, leave her a coffee on the kitchen bench, and I'm out.
Keadaan jiwa yang bahagia inilah yang advokat kesehatan seni Margaret Rolla inginkan untuk dapat dialami oleh pasien demensia di fasilitas-fasilitas layanan lansia. Melalui Drawing Memories programnya yang berlangsung 12 minggu di 2 rumah jompo di New South Wales, ia mendapati hasil yang luar biasa pada mereka yang memiliki disabilitas fisik dan juga kognitif.
people who were impaired in some way, either sight impaired or hearing. Some people couldn't talk properly through stroke problems, limitations. They could all have their own voice in that visual way. They could get across their feelings through art making. I found people with dementia in particular, the ones who were very agitated, they became calmer while they were doing art.
Ia berbagi cerita tentang satu pasangan usia lanjut yang kembali dapat membangkitkan hubungan mereka melalui seni. Sang suami biasa pergi mengajar, melatih seni, dan mengajak sang istri yang menderita demensia tingkat lanjut bersamanya.
And she'd just sit at the back of the group and not participate at all and just stare blankly at the walls. This just went on for years. He came to me this day, he said, the previous week, she actually sat with him and she drew spontaneously. It was of a water tank from their property that they used to live on. And he was just absolutely like bowled over and thought this is just incredible. And so he ended up buying her own art materials for home and she was participating with him every week.
Ide dari proyek ini muncul setelah mengamati keadaan ibunya yang menurun dengan cepat di usianya yang telah lanjut ketika berada di rumah jompo.
To this day, I blame it on the depression that she went into because there was just nothing there to stimulate her at all. That just had this burning ember inside of me all these years. And when my father actually went into aged care and I was looking around and seeing the activities or lack of or just these blank faces, I thought, there's got to be more to end of life.
Sementara bagi Zashopan, kini ia telah menemukan keseimbangan yang indah antara kerja di bidang arsitektur, melukis dengan cat air, dan membantu orang lain seperti Halina untuk bisa menjelajahi sisi kreatif mereka. Dirinya mendorong orang lain agar menemukan sisi dari mereka yang tidak pernah diketahui sebelumnya melalui jenis seni apapun.
There is never one answer or a one singular direction, you know, when one starts to paint. But what it does do, it starts to open up doors and opportunities. But like in life, you know, if you don't try, you never know. But if once you've tried and you get some form of excitement or energy, you know, it just builds momentum for other things in your life as well.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.